Let me share a story with you. This tour guide was traveling in the Holy Land with fellow tourists, and as they traveled the countryside, they were enchanted by the scenery, the history, and the lifestyle of the people as told by the tour guide. In his description, the tour guide engaged in this heartwarming portrayal of a shepherd's relationship with his sheep. He told the people that a shepherd feeds the sheep with care and is always gentle to them. The guide pointed out that because the shepherd leads his sheep instead of driving them, there's never any reason for the shepherd to be harsh with them. The sheep love and trust the shepherd and follow him. Now, in the middle of this beautiful tale, the tour guide lost his audience, and all of them were looking out one side of the bus at this man chasing a herd of sheep. He was throwing rocks at them, he was whacking them with sticks, and he was sicking his sheepdog on them. And the tour guide, well, this guy just completely torpedoed the tour guide's beautiful, enchanting narrative. And the tour guide became so angry that he had the bus driver stop the bus, and he ran out to the man chasing the sheep and said to him, "Do you know what you've just done? I was telling this beautiful story about how gentle shepherds are and how the sheep love him. And here you are mistreating and assaulting these sheep. What's going on? Just what kind of shepherd are you?" And the man looked bewildered for a minute and then replied to him, "Shepherd, I'm not a shepherd, I'm a butcher." Well, thankfully, it's Good Shepherd Sunday, and happy Good Shepherd Sunday to you all. In today's gospel, Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, and in this profound image, we are the sheep, the ones who need his guidance and protection. He is the Good Shepherd because he's willing to lay down his own life to protect us, and the Good Shepherd will lay down his life to protect the sheep. Now, as Christians, and we all know this, we're called to follow Jesus. And since Jesus is a good shepherd, we're called to also be good shepherds. And we can be good shepherds in all kinds of different ways. Now, parents, you may have heard the term domestic church before. And the domestic church is like a mini church in our own home. It's the most basic level of church. Just as a church building here is a place where people gather for worship and to pray and to grow in their faith, the family is where we learn about God, pray together, and practice living as followers of Jesus. It's where we experience love, forgiveness, and support from one another. And we learn what it means to be part of God's family, all in a safe place. In the domestic church, the parents are like the pastors. Mom and Dad, you guide and teach your children about God's love and how to live as disciples of Jesus. It's a sacred place where faith comes alive in everyday lives. Now, parents are the shepherds of the domestic church, the first teachers of children, and their flock is their children. Parents are good shepherds when they protect their children from danger, yet encourage them to explore the world and grow. Parents hand on a faith that's been freely given to them by their parents and grandparents. They are good shepherds when they lead and teach Christian behavior, not just by words, but also by example. Parents have unlimited opportunities every day to be good shepherds to their children. Now, grandparents, you too are shepherds of the domestic church. Like parents, they do the same thing with their grown children and their grandchildren. I know with my 7 grandchildren, they're always looking to Raquel and I to help them and to teach them about things. And they're like a sponge. They pick everything up. The other week, our 5-year-old granddaughter, Sky Joy, was at her church with Raquel and all excitedly said, "Nona, Nona, Jesus is here." And Raquel asked her, "How did she know that?" And Skye told her, "Because the candle is lit, like you told me," pointing to the sanctuary candle, which ours is out. As parents and grandparents, It's our duty to be protectors, guides, and keepers of tradition, and providers of love and support. But we also hand on the inheritance that we've freely received from our family and our parents and grandparents. Teenagers, you're always looking to help as well. You too are called to be good shepherds of your younger brothers and sisters. You can lead them and they look up to you. And you can lead them with your good words and with your actions and behaviors, demonstrating compassion and kindness and integrity with others and all your interactions with them. And even the little kids can help. They can be good shepherds in the house with their pets and even just with their home, protecting your pets from harm, seeing that they're well fed and have water, and seeing they receive lots of love. Now, pastors, priests, deacons, and the consecrated religious are shepherds at the next level of the church, the parish. We are called to preach the good news of Jesus and be teachers and live lives that model virtue. And single people and married people without children are also shepherds of their nieces and nephews, neighbors' children, and people that work for them and with them. I'm amazed actually at how much shepherding is done right here in this church by single people and married people without children. So many give their lives and time and talent to serving the flock as catechists, as servants of the poor, and as all kinds of other roles in helping others. Now, the good news today lies in our ability to positively impact others, regardless of our role or vocation, by embodying the gospel message of love, compassion, and service. We become good shepherds, deepening our connection with God and contributing to the establishment of his kingdom here on earth. Moreover, our efforts as shepherds are meaningful. Through our actions, we can inspire, uplift, bring hope to a world so desperately in need of that. Ultimately, the good news extends to the promise of eternal life for all of us, where we will dwell in the presence of God, the Good Shepherd, enveloped by his love and peace. Now, at the end of the Mass, Father or the deacon will say, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life, or something thereabouts. And this isn't just a y'all come back now, like they used to say at the end of Beverly Hillbillies, but it's an invitation to all of us, myself included, to go out and share the good news. Share the gospel message with those around you. We're not asking you to go out and preach on street corners, although if you want to, that's fine, but just your actions with others in the world will show the good news to others. So this week, let's live out being good shepherds by intentionally nurturing faith at home. Possibly this is setting aside time for prayer, such as grace before meals. Or maybe talking to the kids about the readings at Mass today as a family. We can also model Christian behavior and reflect on how we can be intentional role models for virtue and faith with our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, friends, and co-workers. And lastly, we can reach out to others and encourage them, regardless of their family situation, to consider how they can be shepherds of those around them. This could be reaching out to a neighbor or a friend in need. There's so many out there who just want to be listened to have somebody to talk to. And we all have a role to play, and no part is insignificant. So let's recall the words of St. Pope John Paul II when he said, "Christ the Good Shepherd walks before us, guiding us along the right paths and protecting us from harm. Let us follow him with trust and confidence, knowing that he leads us to the green pastures of eternal life." Amen.